This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, continue to open our minds and our hearts so that we might continue to hear and heed your voice to us today. That in Jesus we will see your beloved Son, and we'll continue to listen and follow him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. I was gifted in my seminary days, as many of you know, to lead a lot of pilgrimages to the Holy Land, and I was in partnership with a deceased priest friend of mine, a Dominican priest by the name of Father Paul Zarafa. And I always go back to my experience of Father Paul when the Feast of the Transfiguration occurs, because there's a theological debate, historical debate, about the actual location of where this took place, the story we just heard. And whenever we would get to that area of the Holy Land, the local guide would come on and they'd take us to Mount Sinai or Mount Tabor, and they would do their spiel about how this is where it happened and read the story and everything. And then we'd get back on the bus and the local guide would leave, and Father Paul said, "Now we're going to go to where it really happened." And he would take us to a place called Mount Hermon. And what really sticks with me is every time then we went there, we would have a small group Eucharist. And his sermon would be this, very simple. He would say, "It doesn't really matter where it happened. The question you have to ask yourself is it continuing to happen to you?" And then he would sit down. I think that is the important question that we are called to ask on this special day. It is not an accident that the church gives us the Feast of the Transfiguration on the very eve of the holy season of Lent. Because when we understand what the message of the Transfiguration is, we get an insight that will sustain us and help us not only through our journey of the next 40 days, but of the journey of our whole Christian life. You know, we're getting ready for the season of Lent. So today's the last day for the Alleluias. So say it as much as you want, but get it out of your system, because Wednesday, it's going away and won't come back until Easter. Alleluia. There you go. We'll slip in a few others later on. Now, why is this important for us? And why is it important on this day when we celebrate this communion milestone event for these 24 young people? Well, the whole idea of the Transfiguration was not that it was meant to be an event in itself, but it was meant to be an event for Jesus and Peter and James and John and for us that would give them strength for what lies ahead. We know where Jesus is headed. The gospel today began with 6 days later, 6 days after Peter had said that, "Jesus, you are the Messiah." And then they get into this debate because Peter doesn't think Jesus should have to suffer and go through all this stuff. And Jesus has to tell him, "Get behind me, Satan." The idea of this transfiguration is, as we go into this Christian journey, it is not easy. It is not easy to live the Christian life day in and day out. And what the Transfiguration is meant to do for Jesus is God saying, "You are my beloved, right on. What you are doing is the right thing." It is those moments in our own lives, those spiritual high points, that our Christian journey is not just about going to another high point, another high point, another high point. But we have just enough of them that it will sustain us through the valleys that we are called to walk through as well, as Psalm 23 tells us. That's the whole point. Peter wants to stay up there. Let's build some tents. Let's build some shrines. And Jesus says, no, that's not what this is about. Interestingly enough, when we talk about our theology of the Eucharist, of communion that we celebrate here today, it's precisely the same thing. A spiritual high point each week that gives us spiritual food to sustain us for our lives, for our journey. That is why it's important. That is why it's special. And that is why we celebrate it with these young people today. As we prepare for this wonderful season of Lent that is coming this week, perhaps today is a day we concentrate on those spiritual high points in our own journeys to realize God saying not just to Jesus, but saying to each one of us, you are my beloved. May we continue to listen to him. Amen.